Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Live next weekend on Today FM's Soundgarden stage at Electric Picnic. 20 years of Electric Picnic, the 20th EP. And we are honoured to announce performing on the Soundgarden stage for us, the who? One and only.
Who?
The legend.
Who?
It's Ian Dempsey, isn't it?
Come on, Ray, who?
The maniac himself. Mark McCabe is going to be live.
Today FM.
There we go.
Are you ready?
At Electric Picnic 2024.
Confirmed act for the Soundgarden stage.
Mark McCabe.
Mark McCabe is going to be live. Yeah. Well done, sir.
Am I?
Thanks. Well, is this the first you're hearing
this? Is that why I'm here?
Oh, man, thanks so much for coming in.
Not at all.
And for putting up with that business earlier on with your man.
That's all right.
He's just a kid. He's just starting out. You know, he got a pair of decks for Christmas and, he still...
I get it all the time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm glad. Yeah, I inspired him.
Like, if you could sign his, I don't know, he's got an LP or something.
We'll do something.
If you could sign something for him, it'd be great. How are you feeling about doing EP?
Good. I didn't know it was 20 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big one.
Right.
So, yeah.
Tell us about your experience of Electric Picnic. I'll tell you what I remember about Mark McCabe and Electric Picnic after you tell me your story.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
10 years ago, almost 9 years ago, actually, 2015. It literally changed my life. Like, it literally changed my life. So, I was in a bad place. And I wasn't DJing at that stage. I hadn't DJed in probably 7 years, 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was all a bit of a shock to be asked to perform. And I went, I've nothing to lose here. And I could do the gig.
Really? I thought you were like, you know, it's whatever. It's like, yeah, I do the odd gig or whatever as they come up or whatever.
No.
Or maybe you were just dipping your toe in.
No, I hadn't done anything at all. Like, I was done. I was done with it. And they asked me, and I went, you know what, I'll do it, why not? And I kind of expected 200, 300 people to show up, and it'd be really cringy, and I would hate it, and it was just incredible.
Yeah.
It literally, like, it changed my life. Everything changed from that point on, basically.
Okay, I was trying to describe it to JP. I wasn't there. I was going through my own stuff that summer, but... I had watched the reaction to it, and it was a sensation.
Yeah.
Your appearance at Electric Picnic that year. And was it tied into Electric Ireland or something? Or was someone responsible?
It was their stage. So
right,
it was like a throwback stage. So.
And you, I was trying to explain, it was like, what was the thing last year, the year before, the Wolf Tones?
Yeah,
and just the unexpected experience of just like, it was a massive explosion. And for like a week after that, it was everywhere. And it was all of my friends... losing their absolute minds, Mark McCabe. Losing their minds to Maniac and you on stage.
Yeah.
And it genuinely did seem your reaction was... And this baffles me, man. It was truly, like, shocked. You were like, what the hell is happening here?
Because when you're looking at life from my side...
Right.
You don't necessarily see all the good stuff. Like, I get tagged in stuff all the time and people send me, you know, videos on a Saturday night. But you don't see the sort of admiration that I now know people had for that track.
Oh, it's so personal to people. Yeah.
And it was just that moment, it just sort of came together.
Mm.
And it was just so weird because it was just, I was looking for something to kind of just soothe me.
Yeah, okay.
And help me feel better. And it was just the most incredible experience.
Yeah, I can imagine thousands of people of a certain generation just
works,
adoring you is pretty nice.
That kind of works, yeah.
It'll definitely get you out of a funk, won't it?
Yeah, but my boss at the time said to me, you've got a movement there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go and serve that. Because he saw it and he was sort of stepping back going, wow, like this is weird.
Yeah.
So it was from that moment on that I went, okay, and... offers came in, gigs came in, and I've spent most of my life since then traveling the world.
Jocking, yeah. And
playing
DJing.
Gigs, DJing, back producing music, and it all sort of stemmed from that moment when I went, you know what, I need something to do right now.
It's so funny. You just don't think about what other people are doing. My perspective from, like I said, I was, yeah, sorry about me, but like I was living my own life and I was just presuming, oh, it was just Mark McCabe doing another gig. Do you know what I mean? I thought it would just be just another one for you, that it was just part of what you were doing.
No.
It's there amazing that you pivoted and you went and did, and you've been doing this ever since.
Yeah.
What night are you? You were on the Saturday night for us. Saturday on the Soundgarden stage?
Yeah, readying people for Calvin Harris. So I think it's timed nicely.
Have we got Calvin? I thought we'd Ian Dempsey. I didn't realise we had Calvin.
If only.
All the big signings. But like, it's obviously, well, I presume we can expect Maniac. Yeah?
Oh yeah.
But what else? What else are you going to do for us?
Have you been to a show that I've done?
No,
never.
No.
Just come.
Oh, I'll be there, man.
That's the thing to do.
With bells on.
One of the bosses here was at one at the weekend.
Right.
And he said it was awesome.
Okay.
He said he had a great time.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's what everybody will think.
Okay. Well, we're looking for, of course, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, we can expect that.
There's a limit on the amount of people who can fit at Today FM Soundgarden. So, now, it's big enough, but there is a limit.
Mark's
so going to
push
there early.
Mark's going to push the limit.
Yeah. I'm going to rip a new one.
Okay.
I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go crazy.
I look forward to my new one being ripped. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Not at all. Thank
if you
won't
mind signing J.O.'s...
he's outside still, I believe.
Yeah, he's got vinyls. He's got one of those Sharpie markers, if you wouldn't mind.
I suppose.
I think he's got the original cut of Maniac on there.
Well, he does. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a story about that just very quickly.
Yeah, grab all day. I could talk to you all day, man.
Somebody sent me a message here recently. They bought a copy of it on eBay.
Yeah.
How much would you reckon it's worth?
Oh, this is just the single.
This is the vinyl.
A vinyl of the single. Was this from the, like, at what point did the vinyl come out?
It was only one run.
Okay,
so
at the time.
It went cassette, vinyl, CD.
Oh, wow, okay. The original, from obviously 2000.
Yeah.
It probably originally cost somewhere in the region of 8 to 10 quid, would
something
it?
Something like that, yeah.
Pounds, old pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know, 50, 100 quid?
No, sterling, 260. Oh. 260.
How many pressings of that do you have at home?
I'm not
selling.
I wish I had a box of them.
He's looking at the shed going, did you have any of those left over?
Somewhere.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
£260. So, yeah.
And that was,
there you go.
Was it someone Irish buying it from a UK seller or was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So there you go. So look, for me, Electric Picnic, to be there this year and perform Maniac for the people who admire it as much as they do, it is an absolute pleasure and an honour for me.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honour for you to do it for us, man. And thanks so much for coming in. Go and enjoy your weekend. Rest up, because we are going to test you. Let me tell you, we're going to work you next weekend on Today FM Soundgarden stage. Ladies and gentlemen, you're for one and only Mark McCabe. Cheers, sir. Mark is confirmed.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.